We are in Siman Tov Kuf Chavav. We're up to Siv Dalet, and that's what we'll be doing. Siv Dalet B'Yontiv Sheni Yisasku Bo Yisrael Afilu B'Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. On Yontiv Sheni, Jews are allowed to be Osik in that, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Vafilu Lo Ishtahi, even if there is no threat of Serochon that he's going to start smelling. Afilu Lach Techlo Hadasmi. Yes, the halacha is even if there's no threat, Yisraelim are allowed to do the kfura on Yontiv Sheni. What's included in that? Afilu Lach Techlo Hadasmi Amechuber. Even where the minig was to put a hadas with him for good smell, even that minig you're allowed to be makayim. That means all the minhagi Yisrael and kfura are done on Yontiv Sheni. V'lasis lo tachrichin, shrouds can be sewn. V'orin, you're actually allowed to saw an orin. V'lachzach lo kever, you can dig a grave. Ulachamim lo mayim letara, you can heat up water to do the tara. This is unnecessary. We said that that's even mutter on Yontiv Rishon. V'ligzes lo saro, to cut his hair. V'mein ba'osa yir mokin kfuris Yisrael malichno salir acher sheyesh b'shunas kvaris. Afilu chutz l'tchum, you can have Jews bringing him to the nearest Jewish cemetery, even if it's outside the tchum. U'maskirin lo sfina lo licho b'mokim l'mokim. You're even allowed to go to take a boat to transport him to a different place. The Yontif Sheni l'gabe meis k'chol shavye rabbanon. Chazal made it like chol. No, it was Yontif Sheni. They did not make b'mokim kavod ha'meis. V'afilu efshir ba'amamin yisasku bo Yisrael. Even if you have non-Jews around, you should have Jews dealing with it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that some hold that only the Chevra Kadisha should be involved with him and not anybody else. Some say that absolutely everybody is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of the Levaya. Now, it's said here that if there's no Jewish cemetery, you can take him outside the Tchum even for burial. What if there is a Jewish cemetery, but he had wanted to be buried in his family's plot, which is in a totally different place? For that, we're not Mechal Yontif. And that you would wait for after Yontif, and if there's a chash of Serochon that he's going to smell very much, so what you do is that you will disrespect his request, or at least temporarily, and you will bury him in this city. Now, even though it says that it's like chol, the halacha is that you cannot have a whole party for a levaya going on a boat, only the people that are necessary for kfura. Furthermore, things that Chazal were not matur on Cholomoy, there wouldn't be matur here either. So for example, it says that you're allowed to make a casket. To go ahead and saw wood is only mutter in the actual chotzer where the mace lived, so that everyone knows that it's for a mace. Or if you're living in a small city where everybody knows everybody, and everybody knows that this person was nifter. But otherwise, to go do a malacha parhes befarhesia like that, Chazal were not matur. And this is all within the Shitas HaMechaber. Says the Ramah, Hagavol ba'Ashkenaz Dinas Elu Einogin Elo Kol Heichadev Sheba Mamin Osna Keva Varon Tachrichna Yedei Amamin. The Minig Ashkenaz is that anything that can be done by non-Jews is done. So, for example, digging the grave, sewing up the shroud, the Tachrichin, that we do al Yedei Nachrim if possible. V'Shar Advarim, whereas all the other things that are only Drabanans, Osim Yisraelim Kiyom Rabbi Yom Tavrishin. Avlam lo efshir ba'amamin, but of course, even according to the Ramah, if it's not possible by way of non-Jews, then the mutter lasa kol ayidei Yisrael, you let it do everything ayidei Yisrael. Chutz min akipa shebonam ala kever shebonam so b'yantiv, except for the matzeva that is put over the kever, that's not that on yantiv. Hagav al mutter lachasosu ba'ofer kadaka b'chol, ukudolo kiyesh machmirin. You're allowed to actually cover them up with offer as much as is necessary, not like those who are machmir natu. Now, what else is are we makelin? Aside, meaning if we have non-Jews, what is it that Jews can do? Jews can do the tara even on sdinim, even on cloth, and we're not choshish for schita. Now the Mechaber goes further. Now, b'medvar mamung shirotzim lekavro bo bayom. That's only if they're prepared to do the kfura on Yontif Sheni. Avol main rotzim lekavro bo bayom einos no shum dvar iser malacha afilo ayde in Yehudi. But if they don't want to bury him that day, then you cannot do any dvar iser malacha even by way of a non-Jew. Avol tiltul mutter, but tiltul muktzis mutter. However. not carrying in a place where there's no way over there, we're not matter carrying. And even the tiltul muktz is only mutter lechvodo. But l'moshe, you couldn't carry him out of a building because kohanim want to be able to walk there. The Mishnah Brura brings the shaila of what happens in the case of a Talmud Chacham. There, are you actually allowed to be allowed to be mailin him to be able to do it al yedei Yisrael? And he leaves that as a tzarachin. Lamaisa, it's not done unless the normal circumstances where there are mailin and Talmud Chacham to have a massive levaya. Within Krishmu, Tfila Meso Mes beyond the Rishno Sheni Ayin Liel, Ulakaman, the halachi is that if they plan on doing the kvura, so one the halachi is that the onanim are onanim and they're potter. If they don't plan on doing the kvura that day, then there is no aninus on Yantif.